Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady across the Midwest, and some firmer tones are seen in parts of the region. Terminals are also called steady to firm today, with top prices from $48.50 to $52. Peoria called 50 cents higher today, with a top price of $48.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, May 18th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,025. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.50 to $76. The weighted average was $71.30, a gain of 39 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.06 to $60.06, and the weighted average was $57.48. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,366. The base price range was $65 to $78.75. The weighted average, $73.58, a gain of 15 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.19 to $60.55, and the weighted average was $56.97. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I have to tell you that we're looking at the Eastern Corn Belt, and we're looking at soil moisture levels, and it looks like we could use some rains this week.
Of course, we could use some rains, but not going to happen early on. And later in the week, the farther south you go in the Eastern Corn Belt, the less the rainfall coverage and intensity will be. So when we get done with this work week, there's going to be some places that are still going to be dry, especially compared to the long-term average. And that's going to be a problem, getting the crop started in some of the Ohio River Valley locations. Now, the further north and west you go, the greater the chances of rain. In fact, rain chances look good and frequent for the Western Corn Belt, parts of northern Missouri, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, even eventually northern Illinois, northern Indiana, Michigan. Those areas are all going to get rain. Some of it could be heavy over portions of Nebraska and Iowa and northern Missouri. We're looking at a couple of rounds of rain. The first will come with a frontal system the middle of the week. That's expected to come through Illinois and Indiana late Thursday into Thursday night. That's going to trigger showers and thunderstorms across our two-state area, but the coverage is going to be spotty as far as significant amounts. I think most areas will at least get some rain, but as we know from what happened last Tuesday, there were a few bands of one-inch-plus rains with a lot of under-quarter-inch amounts surrounding that. I think this time around, as you get into central and southern portions of Illinois and Indiana, neighboring Kentucky and parts of southern Ohio and the Missouri Boot Heel, there's going to be a lot of areas that just don't get a lot of rain at all later this week. So then that's going to, of course, lead to more concern. And as we go into the holiday weekend, it looks like a front is going to set up west-east across the region that favors rain for the northern and western states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, northern Missouri, back into Nebraska, Kansas, and the Dakotas. So a lot of the Midwest Corn Belt will get needed rain. So that's also going to be a factor, just how much of the total acreage is going to be doing well and how much is going to be having problems. And because more than half of the acreage will do well, that'll probably affect markets in one way, yet some producers are going to be way concerned about dryness the other way. And while I talk about problems, I did speak to some farmers on Saturday, and apparently some of the frost in some of the low-lying fields was a little more extensive across parts of Illinois and Indiana than first reported. Although whether there was damage of significance, that will take a little time to determine, because a lot of the crops, the growth point is still below the ground enough that it might just be burned leaves on the top. In other cases, it could be a case where there is some damage to the corn. Of course, replanting is not advised in areas that aren't going to get rain for a while. So there's some trickiness to that equation as well. But on Friday morning, some fields did get a little more burned than first reported. And hopefully for the producers around here, it ends up to be okay. But we are aware of that situation. So around central Illinois on southward, there's concern about dryness. Also concern about some places being a little bit frosted here last Friday morning. Now, as we look at some other areas, it does look like the rain will be pushing into some of the northern portions of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt as we go through this week and into the weekend. And at times there might be some rain in the northern plains spring wheat belt as well. And so those areas are going to be doing much better in terms of moisture. Eventually, the eastern corn belt could get some rain next week of significance, and that's something that we'll be watching. So the dryness is the problem this week. That could change next week. No guarantees yet, but everybody looks out farther and farther, and there are some signs that some of the eastern corn belt could get a little bit better rain once we get into next week. But right now, my biggest concern would be centered on the Ohio River Valley. And of course, that includes parts of our two-state area, and we'll keep you updated all week long. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 466.5, unchanged. Last trade up 2.5. July wheat in Chicago opened at 471.25, unchanged. Last trade up 5.75. December 495, up a half. Last trade up 4.75. July corn opened at 370.25, down 1. Last trade up 5.75. December 366, down a half. Last trade up 7.25. March 377.5, unchanged. Last trade up 7.5. July beans opened at 790, down 2.5. Last trade up 3.75. November 819, down 2.25. Last trade up 3.75. March 831, down 5. Last trade up 3.75. July soybean meal opened at 211.30, down 70. Last trade up 30. July soybean oil opened at 35.17, up 2. Last trade up 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
I've only been doing this job for about 5 years full time, but I don't believe I've ever seen a quadruple chart top on the charts.
You and I are in the same camp on that one. I don't remember one. I'm sure probably I could find one if I started really digging through there, but certainly it is not a quadruple top yet for the day because we've still got all day to go through. But if it does hold, I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, my old adage has been that double tops hold, triple tops are made to be broken. So I wouldn't be surprised to see us make another push to the upside, and that may get done here today during the day session. But personally, they're getting concerned about the weather situation, and I'll tell you from our stance over here, stuff looks beautiful over here. Sure, we could use a drink, but I don't know that we're hurting the crop just yet. I mean, our yards have really just started to slow down to where they're not needing to be mowed every 4 or 5 days, and you're pushing out to a week. So I tend to think that there's still subsoil moisture down there, and it may actually help some of these crops to try and sink just a little bit deeper root. There were a few sales action overnight, especially some beans going to China and another batch of beans sold to unknown, so we're getting a little bit of activity. I think that's driven by the ocean freight and the cost of ocean freight out here. In general, they're looking for this rain to be a nice rain event for the West, and some people looking for it to dissipate as it comes across the Mississippi. Others indicating that we're going to see a half to an inch of water over here in the eastern Corn Belt, which probably ends up hitting on Sunday, race day for those of us here in Indianapolis, Dave.
So soy opens where today?
I think you open two to three better on beans and probably 3 to 5 better on corn as we get started. But I'm probably an early seller here today and being willing to go ahead and get some stuff sold. We're still in a sideways pattern on the corn. Beans seem to be extremely overbought right now, and I think there'll be a follower to what the corn does. If the corn turns back south and breaks, you're going to see the beans break just because they're overbought enough that they're due for a correction.
Anything in the future that you see might trigger corn out of that 30-cent sideways pattern?
It's all going to be weather-driven, and I think you look at last night starting down 3 and finishing up 6, that's going to show you how temperamental this market is going to be to any kind of weather forecast. And with some of these people looking at drier weather, we need to have a good crop this year. Anything that looks like it jeopardizes the crop, we're going to poke some premium back into the market in a very short order time frame.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. He is located in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.